You know, day one, I thought it was good to get back out. Really had a lot of work in the summer. Being able to, with the rule changes, being able to use a football. I thought we were able to get some real beneficial work. You did a good job in our meetings. We're very aggressive in our first day of install, which kind of showed up with some of the young guys. Because in the summer you weren't allowed to go against anyone, so this was really the first time that they got a chance to line up and face an opponent. And so for some of those young guys, it was moving quick for them. But I thought all in all, there are a lot of good signs that showed up. Some things that day one, that we have to obviously get corrected and continue to set the standard for what we want things to look like out there on the practice field. But with so many returning guys, there's a standard and expectation, and they know what that needs to be. And I thought it was a good first day. You've got good work, pushing a lot of areas, and looking forward to being able to come back tomorrow and with meetings tonight and clean some of the things up and make sure we'll continue to take those positive steps. But I thought all in all, it was a good first day with guys flying around and seeing guys making some plays.
Was there a good amount of carryover of things you guys covered before now from the spring to now?
Yeah, I think there was. And I mean, that's why, the guys did a good job in meetings this summer, and just the understanding, we basically combined our first couple days of install from what we've done in the past to be able to get that for today. And so it was a wide variety, a lot of different looks, offensively and defensively. So forcing communication, forcing trying to push tempo, trying to do things to make guys uncomfortable because of the work that we've been able to get. But like I said, for a first day, it's one thing going through the summer and being able to go on air and set plays and you'll be able to get looks, but now having to see moving parts that go with that, and I thought it was good, and we got a lot of good film to be able to teach off of. It was what I wanted out of the first day. I tell you, the recruiting that is getting done by Robert is, I'm having to work through some obstacles, but challenges are going to be there. But there's some shirt pulls. I'm going to start bringing in officials, because that was a lot closer than it needed to be. But still was able to overcome adversity. Trey was a guy. I really challenged Trey. Coming out of spring, looking at some things, just fundamentally. He's such a strong and explosive, powerful back, but I want to see him play with that pad level. And it's one of the things we talked about after spring ball was done, is to really play with that force. You see the explosiveness, you see the speed, but I thought today he had a real emphasis on playing lower, and I thought it showed up on a handful of plays, because he could be a game-breaking type of player with just the skill set that he has. And so, but what I liked is that the first day back out there, start flying around, and he's still focused on the fundamental that we had talked about. And so I really like the steps and development I'm seeing from him.
With all the offensive linemen you guys have now, is it going to be good for teaching split them up?
Absolutely. And be able to get when you have that type of competition, and you have guys that can go in, and you saw today we split a lot, during practice, and to have quality, depth and guys that can go in there and compete, and making sure that you're getting good. And it's you talk about the offensive line, but also the D line. I mean, we've got some really talented young defensive linemen that I'm excited about, and for those guys to get to work together, just so much teaching. So we were able to provide us a lot of opportunities to get them reps and to build upon those experiences. But it's definitely a great benefit there.
On the first day, are you trying to keep your eye more on how they're acclimated,
the guys that are returning? It's really all. There's guys that are in their first day. It's a different way to practice than a lot of them are accustomed to, just with the tempo and the push. And you see that, especially some of the newcomers. but those steps will come. I mean, I'm looking to see, you know, guys that are returners that, you know, are we handling situations better? Are we communicating better? Are we getting in better stances? Are we taking the fundamentals and carrying that over, you know, in team sessions and different aspects of it? So, you know, there's a lot that's moving there on throughout a practice, but especially on day one. And so, I thought I saw a lot of good signs in regards to our communication and guys, you know, trying to do that. Had a few, mental lapses, you know, with penalties, but not very many. I thought today was actually pretty clean. You know, didn't see a whole lot of bad snaps. Didn't see, you know, some things that show up there on a first day. I thought guys were focused on that, and we tried to put them, you know, tried to create some adversity in it, even on the, you know, on the first day, and I thought it was good work.
I know you focus a lot on details and little things. Just how much have you seen your 3 years here, this team, this program progress through some of those little mental errors and mistakes?
I think we have the examples of, you look at last year and, you know, the stretches of, you know, the application of that was big, and it helped us in a lot of games. And, we talked about the consistency. I know I talked about that yesterday. I've talked about it in the spring, and that's what's critical is, you know, in the moment where, you know, you're facing a challenge, whether it's a physical challenge, a mental challenge, the atmosphere, whatever it might be, can you still stay focused on the detail? Can you make sure that you're maintaining that that mental focus to do things the way they need to be done? And, and that's where I think we've had great growth in that. I want the consistency as good as it's ever been, and that's what we continue to push towards, and help give them reminders. And we had even there at the end of practice, we want to finish practice a certain way, and we got a couple young guys that are learning through that, and so we've got to keep them accountable to the standard of what we're trying to push to.
You mean?
I thought the speed was something that was encouraging. I saw speed flying around, defensively. We got a lot of guys that are returning, and you feel that. You see the defensive front, the movements, and we're in pajamas. In all reality, it's not you've got helmets, jerseys. You're not going to get a real sense. But the thing that I was encouraged with the speed, and even, when guys were on the field, the efficiency and communication. There weren't a whole lot of alignment by saying, that's why I tell them, come out day one, man, I want you to communicate, I want you to align, I want you to take a good first step, and then, at the end, finish. But we're going to be able to coach the rest of it. But I thought the speed was good. I thought there were some moments of where there were some, just some of the little things that we talk about that have to be better. And, just in the moment of making the choice of doing the little extra, those things we just gotta continue to be better. So
how much longer has the list gotten of guys who can help walk young guys through a drill or hold a guy accountable through a bad rep?
That's the difference in our team. We are a more experienced group, and even though we still have some youth in areas, guys that have, even though they've had youth, they have experience, and so they're able to kind of push through with those expectations, and they've been there before. We've seen all these guys, when they first got here or when we first got here, the challenges that they kind of have to go through, in that process. But to be able to encourage somebody, hey, trust me, I was there a year ago, or I was there 2 years ago, and just continue to progress. And you'll see those steps that are coming along. But we've got a really good group, and they care about each other. They care about trying to help somebody else, and that's another positive thing that I saw from today.
Coach, going along with that, from year one until now, that experience, how has day one of practice changed compared to previous years because of that growth and leadership?
It's night and day, just for expectation. We were able to be very aggressive in installations. We now get to try to push it to another level of making them, creating adversity, making them uncomfortable. Like that's all part of it. There's always going to be uncomfortable moments that show up, and so just the volume of what we're trying to push. But you know, these guys, they care about it. They're investing a lot of time. It's probably the most I've ever been able to pack into a first day install since as long as I can remember, and it was intentional. Because you know, just the way these guys have come along, and I thought they were ready for it, and that's what you're kind of going back to the earlier question. Like that was an encouraging thing to see the volume, and to not see all the bust, not see it didn't look chaotic. You know, in a lot of years that we would have seen that. Yeah, absolutely. And that's one of the things, with him, I mean, just that process, getting out there and just whether it's catching a couple of returns, I mean, we know the journey ahead. I mean, I'm sitting with him at lunch today, having that conversation, and just he inspires others through his work. He's much further ahead now than what probably some would have ever expected him to be, and it's just we're gonna take it a day at a time with him, and but I love seeing him out here, his engagement, he is smart, and I mean he's learned this offense. He hasn't had the reps out there in it, but he's starting to pick up like some of the finer details without even getting the repetition, and that's a testament to who he is and just his investment.
Time for two more.
What goes into determining who's out there these first few practices together? Is it more what they did in spring?
I mean, it's a combination. Obviously, spring, having as many guys as we had here in the spring, it allows us to kind of be in a more educated perspective. And then even the summer work. I mean, there's some guys that took really good strides in the summer, and just what they, their approach in the meeting room. We want to create that competition too. And there's some absolutely intentional decisions in depth chart and who's going to go with this group, who's going to go with that group, to try to spur a better performance. And guys are going to answer the call or they're not. And that's part of the enjoyable part. That's a part of the enjoyable things of camp, is when you see guys that are getting pushed, and it's at all positions when guys rise up. I mean, that's what you have to see, and so a lot of different factors go into it.
You got a favorite one? Favorite battle out there that you're setting up?
Well, all of them. So yes, they're all my favorites. All right, guys, thanks so much.